Chelsea Clinton accused of pushing porn for kids over support for sexually explicit LGBTQ books in schools. By Joshua Klein on May 1, 2023. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton faced accusations of pushing pornography for school children after she came out against bans of sexually explicit pro-LGBTQ materials in schools nationwide. Taking to Twitter on Thursday, Clinton declared over 50% of the attempted book bans last year involved books with LGBTQ+ characters and themes, though she made no note of the explicit nature of such publications. Describing books as a vital way that children, adolescents and adults learn about themselves and our world, the former presidential daughter insisted that bans such as these are nothing but harmful. In the post, Clinton shared a recent NBC piece that laments how attempts to ban books have reached a record high, and titles with LGBTQ themes remain top targets. The essay cites Deborah Caldwell Stone, director of the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom, who argues the LGBTQ-heavy list of challenged books conveys a message of exclusion. It's a way of telling young gay and transgender persons that they don't belong in school, that they don't belong to the community, she said. It sends a message to the LGBTQ community as a whole that they're not considered full citizens with full rights to participate in community institutions like the library. Watch, We Sucked Each Other's DCKS, Mom Reads Sexually Explicit School Library Book to Board. In response to Clinton's support, many expressed outrage, with some accusing the daughter of disgraced former President Bill and scandal-plagued former State Secretary Hillary of pushing pornography for children. Periodic reminder that when they accuse us of banning books, they're referring to graphic books containing pornographic content which are offered to kids in schools across the country, tweeted the popular Libs of TikTok Twitter account, dedicated to exposing outrageous behaviors of the radical left. Why does Chelsea Clinton want your kids to read porn like this in school? Chelsea Clinton has come out in favor of porn for kids, wrote Babylon Bee chief Seth Dillon. The photo on the article you're quoting features a book with explicit illustrations of sex acts, a book about incest, one a sex story about 2 10-year-old boys, one about a man raping and isolating a 12-year-old girl, one about a teen girl who seduces a man who kidnaps her, wrote conservative journalist Chad Green. Weird way to admit leftists use LGBT to get porn in elementary school libraries, but okay, wrote reporter Carl Markovich. Oh, I see. So if you slap a rainbow flag on the side of it, porn for kids becomes a good thing, wrote Virginia Republican Nick Freitas. You're not even trying to hide it now, are you? Daughter of ex-president of USA comes out forcefully in favor of showing porn to kids, wrote one Twitter user. Google the kind of books she is referring to here or see the replies. In the linked article, the author of that book, Cobabe, acknowledged that parts of their memoir may not be appropriate for elementary school children, wrote another. If the author draws the line at elementary age, maybe it's reasonable to others to draw the line at even older kids? The user added. Insane to witness what the establishment is throwing its weight behind. These are actual pages from the cover book of this NBC News story below, genderqueer, yet another user wrote. This is what the DNC is fighting to keep in our schools, the user added. Just try and process that for a minute. The matter comes as woke initiatives seek to incorporate leftist gender ideology and queer theory in the educational system, including the dissemination of sexually explicit, pro-LGBTQ and transgender propaganda in elementary and kindergarten classrooms. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who previously signed a bill into law forbidding instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade, held an event last month displaying some of the sexually explicit books found in his state's schools. Last week, Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs slammed the woke indoctrination taking place in today's schools, including the availability of inappropriate and pornographic text materials, as he called to prioritize students' physical, mental, and spiritual safety. In December, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued an assessment tool for teachers and school administrators to measure their commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity in the classroom. The tool asks leading questions about school personnel and their commitment to queer theory, including encouraging sexual education teachers to have gender-neutral anatomy, referring to a boy as a body with a penis and a girl as a body with a vagina. Last year, The New York State Department of Education promoted cartoonist Maya Kobabe's book, Genderqueer, a memoir, which reportedly features explicit drawings of teens performing oral sex, among other acts. Actress, education advocate, and best-selling author Sam Sorbo has long accused today's school system of child abuse. While criticizing the craziness surrounding gender ideology being promoted in schools. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.